7 by Dell.
Coming up on the Gym Class for this midweek Wednesday here at KGYM, Mark Ironside stops by to talk about the number one rated Iowa wrestling team, college wrestling in general, and a whole lot more. We'll discuss that with Mark. We'll talk about last night's Hawkeye win over the Northwestern Wildcats, I should say. Look ahead to tonight's Iowa State-Baylor matchup, along with UNI and Valpo. That and a Bowling Night in America preview. It's all coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. And from our studios here on the Southwest Side, we welcome you into the Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Zach Schmitz, Mr. Buttons. He is our man on the other side of the glass here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. And we'll be followed by the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight. At 6:30, 1600 a.m., we'll depart to bring you Iowa State basketball Cyclones with a tall task tonight as they are on the road in Waco, Texas to take on the second-rated Baylor Bears. And again, that will be on 1600 a.m. coming your way tonight. 7 o'clock tonight on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, it'll be UNI basketball. The first place in the Mo Valley Panthers will host Valparaiso tonight from McLeod Center. And that will join up at 7 o'clock, 7:05 tip-off for that one coming up this evening. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon. And as you mentioned, Iowa with a nice tidy victory in Evanston last night. I know you called a game. But I recorded it and watched it
when I got home.
Kind of a different game. Luca Garza got into foul trouble. He doesn't commit many fouls, but very efficient 24 minutes, 27 points, and C.J. Frederick back on the court.
I did not expect that. Did not expect that at all, and saw the tweets coming before the ball game that Frederick was out there, and it looked like he was going to play. Lo and behold, C.J. Frederick starts and knocked off a little rust, first few shots, etc. But then when you're a player, you're a player, Mark.
Of course, Fran McCaffrey said he's a baller.
He's a baller out there. Either way.
And Ryan Kreener called him a sniper, meaning he can hit that three-point shot. And he did after missing his first couple. And he's a valuable component to this team going forward.
Yeah, he is. If you'd like to comment on Iowa's win last night, love to hear from you on the First Federal Credit Union text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Find out more going to our website at kgymradio.com for you. I want to remind you, coming up tomorrow, we have your final chance to win Hawkeye tickets from the Iowa Lottery. The Iowa Lottery providing us sports tickets with the Gym Class. And for tomorrow, we have tickets to the Iowa women's basketball game on the 23rd against the Ohio State Buckeyes that Coach Lisa Bluder talked about with us yesterday. And if you missed that, you can go to the podcast, which will be available to you coming up at kgymradio.com. But we'll have those tomorrow, a couple of tickets to give away to that particular ball game, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. 319-366-1600. Iowa Northwestern from last night as the Hawkeyes get a victory. Some very key threes. Iowa started off, I think it was more Northwestern, played a really nice first 15 minutes of that game. You mentioned Garza got into a little bit of foul difficulty, but Northwestern did some nice things. But I think Iowa kind of, the talent wore them down. And Northwestern right now, 7 or 8 scholarship players, they're just not the same team that Chris Collins thought he was going to have on the floor. And Iowa wore them down last night eventually.
Yeah, Northwestern shot it well early on, got a couple nice players, but certainly not a talent-filled roster by any means. And now, this is a game Iowa should have won, and it did. Another nice game out of Bakari Evelyn, who had, I think, 8 points, seven rebounds, a half a dozen assists, something like that. Really nice game. Good floor game by Connor McCaffrey. Wieskamp was kind of quiet, but still came up with 11 points. He only had two buckets, but he'll have better games. We know that. And now, upcoming Friday, assuming Michigan gets to town, it's the Wolverines.
Well, you say that tongue-in-cheek, but, yeah, Michigan's got to get here. I'm sure they will. And but to be full disclosure here, already several Friday night high school games are being moved to Thursday, including Wash Kennedy. Doubleheader has now been moved to tomorrow night over at Washington. They're going to play the sophomore doubleheader over in the old gym, and the regular new gym will have the varsity doubleheader. But they're going to play all those games tomorrow night at Washington instead of rolling the dice with the weather on Friday. And there are several other schools doing that. Our two games on Friday night are two sites still on as of the moment. They keep decreasing the amount of snow that we're getting, though, over the last 12 hours, which is good. I'm all for that. I'm all for it.
Last model I saw is like 2 to 4 inches.
Whoa, models? You're talking about weather models?
Maps, whatever.
I like that.
It sounds like more snow up north, but again, you say it's changing, and we won't know until Friday.
Snowblower worked really well that first time out, so I bring it on, man. Just don't move my game, but it can snow then overnight on Friday night. How's that? On the text line, 0056, weighing in, Northwestern is not good, but it was a good road win to get. Very much agree with that. That was road win number 6, wasn't it? 6 or 7.
Sounds correct, yeah.
For the Big Ten. Last night.
Oh, for the Big Ten. Mm-hmm.
For the Big Ten on January the 15th. And many of the road teams have not fared very well. I don't care where you're playing. If it's Northwestern, if it's Piscataway, New Jersey, if it's State College, Pennsylvania, what have you. Road teams have not fared well. And if you get a road team, a road win in this league this year, you better cherish it. And Iowa, I think, cherished that one last night.
Iowa at 3-3 with 2 wins at home, 1 on the road, and of course the other 2 losses coming on the road. So it's a nice little stretch here with Michigan coming up on Friday, and then we know what the gauntlet is in the Big Ten, and see what happens. But Frederick's return was very welcome. We'll see how he came out of that game, whether he can play 30-some minutes a game going forward. That would be a bonus for the Hawkeyes. We shall see, I guess.
319-366-1600 if you would like to discuss. We're going to talk with Mark Ironside coming up here in about 6 or 7 minutes, talk some wrestling with you, and then we will, after that, we're going to talk a little bit about the announcement from earlier today by the National Football League, the Centennial Class of 15, a big class going into Canton. Coming up in the fall, or late spring, early fall, for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and it includes 2 former Iowa football players. And we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit here. Iowa State on the road tonight in Waco, Texas, to take on the Baylor Bears. And we'll have it for you at 6:30 on 1600 AM, just past 7 o'clock with the tip-off with John and Eric on the call. And, yeah, going to be a tough one tonight because a lot of things that Baylor does very well, Iowa State has kind of struggled with so far this year. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm not sure Baylor's got a guy that can guard Halliburton. So we'll find out what happens.
Baylor, number 2 in the country, and has only lost to Washington, I think, in the second or third game of the season. So this is very tall task tonight for Iowa State.
Baylor is 13-1. Right now, as you mentioned, Washington, that was the military game very early in the year up in Alaska. Baylor lost that one. West Virginia and Kansas and surprising TCU all tied for second right now. West Virginia beat TCU head-to-head, beat them pretty badly earlier this week. And West Virginia, kind of one of the feel-good stories for Huggy Bear. They're number 1 in the RPI right now. Kansas number two in the RPI right now. It's going to be interesting to see how the Big 12 kind of plays out right now. Oklahoma State had a very good non-conference season, but did not play a real strong schedule. And my goodness, what has happened to Bruce Weber? Reading things last night from the Manhattan area, people are not happy with Bruce Weber. And he's only, what, 2 years removed from nearly getting to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
But 0-4 and 7-9 will do that to you. It's what have you done for me lately? We'll talk more college basketball with Kevin Lehman coming up tomorrow, who's going to join us from Nashville, I believe, tomorrow. As he's going to join us right away tomorrow at like 3:10 or so, because he needs to talk with the Belmont coaches and go to their practice tomorrow afterwards, as he's doing the Belmont game on Thursday. Of course, Belmont will be the future home of Iowa City West center Evan Bronz. He'll be there next year. Belmont, a good team, too.
Yeah.
Real good program down in Nashville. 319-366-1600. You and I in action tonight. They will host Valpo in Missouri Valley Conference play. We've got that on the FMs for you. We'll join up at 7 o'clock right after Todd and Alex. You and I, Bradley and Loyola, all at 3-1 right now in the Mo Valley. Valpo at 2-2. But you and I, the only double-digit RPI team, they're at number 19 still as far as the RPI is concerned.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Which men's basketball team has been the bigger surprise this year so far? Two choices. Would it be Iowa or Northern Iowa? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Very good question right there. You could say both, but with Fife coming back, you didn't know he was going to play this well, but A.J. Green in the Mo Valley, you got to remember A.J. Green was a top 75 high school player coming out of Cedar Falls a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what a lot of the so-called experts thought that he would do for UNI in this conference. And he's going to do it for two more years after this, too. And UNI's got more. They got a kid by the name of Bowen Bourne coming next year.
I saw he scored 50 in one game and 49 in another recently.
Kid out of Norwalk, Mike Bourne's son, former Iowa State player, maybe the number one guy, well, number two behind Xavier Foster in the state of Iowa this year. They play in the same conference, by the way. And Bowen Bourne is averaging 39.7 points a game for the Norwalk Warriors right now. And he is also a point guard. So you're going to see, perhaps next year, a Bourne-Green backcourt for UNI and AJ going to the off-guard position. And that's going to get real fun up in Cedar Falls. Real fun. And they'll get Cole Henry back, too, who is missing this year with a knee injury.
Out of Oskaloosa, right?
Out of Oskaloosa as well. Teammate to Xavier Foster. And also a very, very good player. So UNI's got more on the way. And can't really go wrong with either one of those answers, though. Iowa's been very good.
Feet to the fire, I would pick UNI. I thought it would be a good team, but not as good as it has been up till now.
Not a team that might secure an at-large bid, even if they don't win the Valley Tournament, which they're on track to do right now. I don't think there's any doubt about that. 319-366-1600 at 317. We're going to take a break, come back. Mark Ironside will join us on the other side. We'll talk college wrestling with Mark when we return after this here on KGYM.
Diamond earrings have bombshell beauty, yet everyday ease. They are equally comfortable, adding a touch of glamour to a formal gown or fitting in with your favorite jeans. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers understands this beautiful contradiction about diamond stud earrings. So they carry all sizes in white gold, rose gold, and yellow gold. And because they've been helping people find just the right pair for so many years, the best thing they offer might just be their advice. Perhaps that's why they've been voted top jewelry store in Iowa City for the 10th year in a row. Whether it's a pair for you or a gift for someone you think is rather special, there is just no wrong time for diamond earrings from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's back and bigger than ever. Menards Bag Sale. Get 15% off everything you can fit into the bag, even sale items. From paint to power tools, batteries to bath faucets, cabinet hardware, light bulbs, and more. Just get them in the bag and save 15%. Now, during Menards Bag Sale, save 15% on everything you can fit into the bag, even sale items. Hurry in and pick up a bag in store today. Sale ends January 18th.
Save big money at Menards.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Back on the Gym Class of KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5. 106.3 FM. As we're back, Mark Ironside settling in here, and Mark's appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-V. And stop on by if you're in need of insurance, and say hi to Kurt. Good guy over there. On Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We thought we were putting an APB out for you, man.
You were? Were you worried about me?
Are you feeling better?
Yes and no.
Yeah?
I don't have the same symptoms, but I have different symptoms. So
there it is right there.
I am in some ways and not so much in other ways. It just keeps hanging on.
Lingering. Did you have to be sequestered? On the bus?
No, I gave Tom a heads up though the day before and let him know that hey, it's not going so good right now. But if you want me on the bus, that's your call. And he says, "Yeah," he says, "get your butt on the bus." So
didn't hurt him.
Purely dominant performance. Two of them in Indiana over the weekend.
Yeah, it's not too often. I don't think ever in my career in my, you know, being with the program over the last 20 years doing the radio and so forth or whatever, I don't ever remember blanking two Big Ten teams in a row like that and scored over 40 points in both of them. Never in the history have I ever seen that happen. Indiana, honestly, I would have I thought it was going to be worse than that. I thought it'd be 44-46-0.
Mm-hmm.
But we left some points out on the map for sure in that dual meet. We didn't really look great. Not everybody. Some people look good. But overall, as a team as a whole, we definitely could have picked up a couple more bonus point wins in that victory. But I do know that, you know, they had an extremely hard, as we do every year, between Midlands and in the next competition, which there's like a week and a half in there, 2 weeks. An extremely hard training phase. It's like a boot camp type of situation, training phase. It's that time of year where the guys aren't in class, they don't have much going on, and so one, to get them in shape, really, really whip them in shape, and two, to make sure they're staying out of trouble, that they're too tired to do anything else. It's a really good time there. And being Indiana and Purdue, they just kind of, I think, trained through that a little bit. They didn't really taper for it. And I think you really saw that in the Indiana dual meet. And 2 days later, by the time we got to Purdue, which was a tougher dual meet, they actually looked way better. I think their bodies were recouping and they were feeling better. And Lugo looked better. Kemmer looked better. I think that, a couple of days and rested up helped a lot.
We're the elephant in the room.
We're bearing the lead here, aren't we?
Yes, we are. You were surprised when Mr. Assad ran out on the mat.
Well, I tell you
the first
what,
time.
I was watching the Kemmer match is what I was watching, and then all of a sudden I just happened to look over on the bench, and I knew Nelson Brands wasn't wrestling. It sounds like he's going to be 74 for good for the season. He's not going to be 84 at all anymore. He's just going to be a backup for Kemmer right now, and they're continuing to work with him. Like when we'd go in the rooms for our weight cutting sessions and stuff like that, and workout or whatever. Tom's really working with Nelson on a lot of technical type aspect, and just using this opportunity to bring him on the road, get him some good experience on the road, be around the guys. So I just knew that he wasn't going to be competing. But when I looked over during Kemmer's match, knowing that 84 is next, I seen Wilkie sitting on the bench, like not warming up, not doing anything, and then Assad and behind the bench, all warmed up, ready to go. I'm like, I tapped Stephen Grace, my radio partner, on the shoulder. I said, "Hey, check that out." And his eyes got big too. He's like, "What?" Yeah. And my phone's blowing up. I mean, it's like, what is going on here? So I was just as surprised as everybody else. I really, really was. I do think that Abe Assad is the better wrestler. There's no doubt about it. Hands down, Abe Assad is the better wrestler than Cash Wilkie. And not just because of the Midlands. He plays second. Cash Wilkie plays third. But I just didn't know if there was that wide of a gap between the two of them to really burn that redshirt year right now this year on Abe Assad, when you have a fifth-year senior there that you could continue to keep using and save Assad for next year or the following year and so forth. But I think that Tom Brands is looking at this where – he said in his quotes were shake, rattle, and roll. We're going to shake, rattle, and roll. We're going to get some things here and change some things up. I think, honestly, he wants this national championship more than anything. It's in Minnesota. There's going to be a ton of fans, 40,000 fans there. Tons of them are Iowa fans. He's coming out both barrels blazing. And if you're going to do that and you're going to do it right, he is not taking any back steps or anything. He's throwing it all out there and he's bringing Assad out. And if that's the way you're going to attack it, then this is the right move. If you wanted to I still think we could probably do it this year, but I'm going to save him next year kind of in like an insurance thing, then obviously you redshirt him. But I think right now Coach Tom Brands and staff, they're looking at this like just coming out with both barrels blazing and we're going after this and we're going to score as many possible points as we can. And if that's what they want to do, and I respect the heck out of that decision, then that's the right decision to do. With that being said, this coming Saturday night, when we take on Labriola from Nebraska, who's ranked 6th in the country, that's going to be a great test for Abe Assad right there.
Well, this is kind of a question when we saw Tyler Gustafson over the weekend, Kurt's son. We're talking a lot of wrestling. I mean, if you're going to push all your chips in the middle, why not bring Jaden Ironman out? Or is that not possible?
And we just got a question on the text line, 1577. Is Ironman going to wrestle?
No. And the reason I don't think, to be dead honest with you, I don't think he can wrestle.
Why?
Because he was not enrolled in school first semester. A lot of people are talking about bringing Ironman out. Well, you have to be enrolled in a school for a full semester before you can compete. Okay. He came in the middle of the semester. He wasn't enrolled at Minnesota. He wasn't enrolled at Iowa. He's taking classes this next semester.
Good enough, though. You have to be enrolled
You have to have a full semester under your belt before you can actually compete. He could train with us, but he couldn't compete with us for us this semester. So he flat out just can't compete if we want him to. And I don't know. Everybody's talking about throwing him in at 41. I'm looking at him being a 49-pounder. I mean, he's freaking big. I mean, I just saw him when I was in the room yesterday. I mean, he's not fat. I mean he's just a bigger kid. I do not see him being a 41. I see him stepping in at 149 as soon as Lugo steps out this year and doing very well at that weight class for us next year at 149 pounds.
Yeah.
And Mirren is looking good right now. Mirren's looking as good as I've ever seen Mirren look in his career here at the University of Iowa. He looked awesome in the Midlands. He looked good this past weekend. He could have gotten, should have gotten a major decision against Indiana, but he's looking good. I just like his mentality and where his mindset's at. So I think we're good there. And he's going to be tested, obviously, Saturday night as well, too, against Red for Nebraska, who's ranked as high as 7th, but 9th.
For those that don't know, Jaden Ironman is a transfer by way of Missouri, 3-time All-American, taking an Olympic redshirt year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which now... he can't really qualify for the Olympics. He didn't qualify high enough at the Senior Open to qualify for the trials, so he can't really become, you know, in the Olympics. So try out for the Olympics. So now he's just kind of sitting idle. So a lot of people are just like, well, just bring him out. You know, well, we can't, you know, because he wasn't enrolled in school in that first semester, and you have to have a full semester under your belt before you can compete. I'm 95% sure on that rule. But either way, he's not a 41-pounder. It doesn't look like a 41-pounder at all to me right now anyway. And I think he's 149. And as of right now, we got Pat Lugo, who's ranked number one in the country at 149. So, again, it's the same type of situation where I think, you know, even if he was eligible to wrestle, I just don't think he's 41. I think he's more 49. And do you... you know, burn up Lugo's last year when he's ranked number one and wrestling fairly well just to do that, or do you save Ironman for next year? I think it's really smart to save Ironman for next year for sure.
Yeah. Iowa-Nebraska coming up, 58-27, reminding us Taylor Venz is at 184 for Nebraska. And
oh, yeah, I was looking at Labriola at 74, yes. And Venz is actually ranked as high as fifth, so Labriola
at 6. It's going to be a good battle.
It's
going to
be, yeah.
And it's going to be a good duel, too. Now, Nebraska, a little luster went off because Wisconsin beat Nebraska. So Wisconsin kind of went up a little bit. Nebraska fell a little bit. But it's still Iowa-Nebraska, and it's going to be a heck of a duel.
It's going to be a great duel. Venz has been struggling this year so far. I'm pretty sure that Wilkie beat Venz last year. But Venz has been struggling a little bit. I mean, they got upset against Wisconsin. If they re-wrestled that dual meet, I'd be honestly pretty surprised if Wisconsin won it again. I think that Wisconsin really being at home and they had a couple kind of come from behind and some victories there that they got some near fall points that maybe they wouldn't have again or whatever. But regardless, they beat Nebraska. That's good for Wisconsin, good for Matt McDonough. But Nebraska is going to come to Carver Hawk Arena just like everybody else comes to Carver Hawk Arena, completely fully charged, tapered, feeling good, ready to go, and going to come out firing. And I'll tell you right now, I'm just going to be 100% honest with you. There is nobody in this country I would rather beat and shut up and give him nothing to cry about than Mark Manning. That freaking guy, I tell you what, there's no other
even
coach.
Penn State.
Don't make me hit the dump button, Mark. No, Mark, yeah. Don't make me reach.
Yeah. Cale Sanderson.
You have a story about Manning?
Cale Sanderson,
or what?
Looks like a golden child compared to Mark Manning. He just such a crybaby about everything. And watch. You watch Saturday night, whether you watch it on TV or there, whoever. You just watch. And he whines and cries and throws fits about every little thing. It's just shut up and sit down already, you know?
Not enough bricks in his corner then, right?
What's that?
Not enough bricks in his corner.
No, uh-uh. And I don't know how Terry Brands coached underneath him. I was an assistant. I don't get that. I was thinking about that the other day. I was going to ask Terry, like, what were you thinking? Like, how did you even do that? You know, I don't know. I don't have really a story, just how it's kind of just built up over the years. And he's just not my favorite coach out there. You know, I have a lot of respect for a lot of coaches, even though, like John Smith, perfect example. Tons of respect for John Smith. I got a lot of respect for Cale Sanderson as well, too. There's some out there, and Manning being at the very top of the list, that just... you just love to beat. And I would love nothing more, and I think that we can do it, to goose egg Nebraska as well, too. How awesome would that be to not let them score a single, win a single match in Carver-Hawkeye Arena come Saturday night and make it three dual meets in a row that we've blanked Big Ten teams? That would be pretty, pretty impressive.
Especially against 7th-rated Nebraska.
Absolutely. And look at all the guys that they have that are ranked. I think we can do it. I really, really do. I just love how this team is, just the atmosphere in the room. I like the camaraderie amongst the guys on the bus, and I like how loose they are. But when it comes time to get after it and be intense on the mat, they are. But they're wrestling it's just an awesome manner, and they're rallying behind each other on the bench and listen to them cheer each other on the bench, and it's really, really fun to watch, and there's a good thing going right now, and I just keep crossing my fingers and toes and hoping that we can stay healthy.
25-23 on the First Federal Credit Union text line wants you to know, Mark, that he or she is at Iowa Style right now picking up Sorensen bandanas. So that's another aspect of Saturday night. The first 3,000 people through the door get this Sorensen bandana to further the cause, and I know you've been involved heavily in that, Mark.
Yeah, so, Brandon Sorensen, the All-American kid, as I like to call him, he's just the epitome of, an American kid that does everything right. He's not a showboat. He works his tail off. You're not going to find hardly anybody ever work any harder than him. Just a good straight-nosed kid, bleeds black and gold, bleeds red, white, and blue. Obviously, fighting a battle of cancer with leukemia right now, and I believe he gets out of the hospital tomorrow after his first long stint of chemo and so forth. He can't be around people, though, so he won't probably be at the meet on Saturday night. He has been watching the duels out of the TV. They hook up the computer to the TV in his hospital room. I know Sammy Brooks has been up there watching with him. But anyway, when he would warm up and before his matches, he kind of always had the trademark is where he would wear a bandana around his head. That's kind of what made him tick, motivated him. And so in tribute to him and that, Josh Hamburger from the Iowa City Coral Conventions Bureau, who does a lot for the sport, tons for the sport of wrestling, thought it'd be cool if something like that we did. So he ran it up the proper chains of command within the wrestling program, within the university. And so the university is giving away 3,000 of them. To the first 3,000 people that come through the door. The Nebraska team's going to get them as well, too, as the Iowa team. Spencer Lee wore one, the first sample that we got in. He wore one all weekend, so a lot of people seen him wear it. He wore it all weekend. He didn't just wear it to the dual meet. He was wearing it on the bus. He was wearing it to breakfast. I mean, he just loved wearing that thing. And then they have another 2,000 of them that the Iowa City Coral Conventions Bureau bought. I just gave him, a crazy, crazy, crazy good. I'm not making any money on him either. So, but he bought them, and then they're selling for $10 online at SorensenStrong.org. So if you go to SorensenStrong.org or into the Iowa Style Apparel store here in Cedar Rapids, you can buy them there. But they're $10 a piece. But when people say, yeah, the proceeds are going to, they say, Sorensen GoFundMe page. That would mean, so if they cost $5, then $5, and $5 of that would be going towards the proceeds that would be going towards the fund. In this case, the entire $10 amount you buy for $10, $10 goes straight to the foundation for Brandon Sorensen, because Josh Hamburger and the Iowa City Coral Conventions Bureau has graciously purchased themselves and donated them basically back to Iowa Style, and where every penny goes back. All $10 goes right back to Brandon Sorensen and helping pay for the hospital bills and everything that has yet already acquired and has yet to come. So it's really, really cool. And I'm telling you right now online, those orders have been flying in like every single minute today. So we have 2,000 at the store, but it's just really cool to see everybody at the arena wearing their headbands around their head like Brandon would do, and just very cool and neat to see.
And it's going to be a huge crowd, certainly, coming up for the duel. Not a sellout yet, but I think it's not far away. So
I don't know how many tickets are sold, but I'd be shocked if it's not sold out And if it's not sold out, it's going to be, you're talking like 14,000 people, really close. So just so much excitement around Iowa Wrestling, and it's definitely going to be worth the price of admission to get in there and watch Manning cry.
You know, look, I looked at the rankings. I missed that last part there. Zach, get Mark Manning on the phone. lost my train of thought.
Your rankings. You're talking about the rankings.
Yeah, I looked at the latest coaches' rankings. Virginia Tech up to number 3. And we mentioned earlier Nebraska down to 7. And Penn State now up to 2. And what do you make of the competition out there?
It's a crapshoot back there. And unfortunately, Iowa's been back there for quite a few years, and Penn State's been kind of at the top, and everybody else has been chasing Penn State. Penn State's always been kind of in a league of their own, and now we're back to where flipped where it was for many, many years with Iowa at the top of the throne, and everybody else is kind of just battling it out and fighting it out for a second, and that's the way it should be. That's the way we like it. That's the way we want it. I don't really care about what's all that back there, but everybody's beat everybody. It is. It's going to be a It's going to be an interesting race at the Big Ten Championship and the NCAA Championships to see who ends up second through, as far as honestly, 7th or 8th. I mean, there's so many teams that just you just don't know what's going to happen. But that's not saying, you know, that Iowa is just a shoo-in to win it, because we're not by any means. I've been in this way too long and seen different things happen. Until we have that Big Ten trophy and that national trophy sitting in the Iowa wrestling room at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, I'm not going to feel completely 100% confident about it. So,
86-83 says you are correct about you must be enrolled in school for one semester in order to participate according to the NCAA rules. So that has been taken care of. And 58-27, just kind of tongue-in-cheek, asking if you get on the mat with Spencer Lee.
I don't get out on the mat with him, but it's kind of funny. This last weekend, I think we were at Purdue, and I was in my street clothes, and we were just kind of – I was sitting watching practice and watched those guys warm up, and Spencer comes over, and he's feeling really good.
With his headband.
I tell you what, that kid – last year he struggled, you know, with weight a little bit, which is really odd because he's not like a really big 25 pound or nothing. But this year it's almost like he's light and he has no problem making weight. He is feeling as good as possible right now and just loving life. And he comes over and he just kind of starts grabbing on me and wanting to roll around a little bit and play around a little bit. So we did a little bit of hand fighting or whatever, you know, and we didn't get down on the mat and take shots or anything, but, I hit him with kind of like a sweep, and he goes, "Ah, I didn't know if you had that. That's good." He's like, so it's like, "Hey, who are you to say, like, you're surprised that I could do something?" Okay. And then actually yesterday I was down at workout too, and he came over between breaks. He's like, "Hey, where's your shoes? Where's your shoes? Where's your clothes? Let's go." I was like, "You don't want that today, Spencer." No. I said, you just stick to those 25 and 33 pounders.
Before we let you go.
Oh, there's an exhibition match. Ironside against Manning at intermission.
Yeah, I'd much rather want that than Spencer Lee. I can tell you that right now.
We'll work on it.
I tell you, Spencer is just from the little bit of, you can tell when you grab a hold of somebody, not just like how their strength is or this or that, but their just their feel and their positioning and so forth. That freaking kid, I mean, he's good. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to. And I think that's kind of how I, you know, surprised him a little bit, where I stuck my knee in a certain position when we were kind of hand fighting. He didn't expect that out of me. You can just kind of pick up on things of someone that really, really, really knows what they're doing and kind of how to react to certain situations. And he's just got a great feel to him. And he would be very, very hard to wrestle. But I've watched him long enough. I said, I told him, I said, Spencer, I got you figured out. I know exactly how to.
You're just getting in his head.
And it pisses him off too. He's like, "No, you don't know nothing." So,
hey, Iowa State didn't have a great trip, but out to Arizona. But what happened out there was
very cool.
A wrestling meet at a Major League Baseball
stadium.
That
was cool. That is sounds cool.
Arizona Diamondbacks. It was Iowa State, Harvard, Campbell, and Arizona State. Those four schools wrestled in dual meets, basically kind of a round robin between them out on the Arizona Diamondbacks right behind home plate right there on their baseball field down there. So I think it was called the Duel on the Diamond. And that was really, really cool to have the first duel meets on a baseball, a professional baseball diamond. So it drew a lot of attention. I watched some of it live myself when I was sitting in the hotel room this last weekend. And and then Iowa State got beat by Campbell University, which Kerry Colott's got it going on out there. I mean, they got new facilities. They're up to 9.9 scholarships. They're fully funded. He's going to do some pretty good things coming up. I was kind of surprised Iowa State went down there to start with in the first place. They didn't really go anywhere else and do anything else, but I don't know if they were just ready to go or what, but I think that was probably another wake-up call for them.
Good exposure for wrestling, though.
Oh, yeah.
Great exposure for wrestling. It was really good. That was really smart of Zeke Jones, and there were some former athletes there and watching, and it seemed like it was a decent crowd on hand. You know, all packed in there behind home plate. It was just kind of really cool.
I don't know where they got the idea to have an outdoor wrestling meet.
I have no idea where they got that.
Well, this time of year, once you hit January, you're going to have to go to Arizona or somewhere. We're not throwing the mats out on Kinnick.
We're not getting lucky again like a few years ago.
But you wrestle Manning anywhere, though, right?
I would definitely, yeah.
Someone has weighed in here on my personal Twitter account. I won't say who it is, but they may cover wrestling. Ironside would tech fall Manning. He'd mop the floor with him and then whip him again for leaving the waxy yellow buildup.
Oh, that's
from
funny.
An anonymous source.
Yeah.
Thanks, KJ.
Still time to get in for the Polar Plunge, though.
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up, guys, and giving me the opportunity to talk about it. But it is the, I don't even know what annual, how many years it's been now. If I had a guess, probably around 9 or 10 years that we've had the Hawkeye Wrestling Club's annual Arctic Plunge. It's at Brown Deer Golf Course. This year we are jumping in the pond again. No pool, which really bumps me out because the pool was so much easier. Just hop in, hop out. The pond, not so friendly.
It's like a Caddyshack joke here. Pool in the pond. Pond's good for you. Now I got Mark coughing.
I'm sorry. But yeah, it's coming up. It's not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 25th. It's that we wrestle Ohio State next Friday on Friday night. And then we have the Arctic Plunge at 5 o'clock at Brown Deer Golf Course. And all the money goes towards the Hawkeye Wrestling Club. And you're trying to raise money to pay for overseas trips Hawkeye Wrestling Club members are right now. They're overseas. They're in Russia. Gilman's over there. Ali Reagan's over there right now. And also stipends every month. So they can just basically train full time in such a short period of time of their lives that you're in this period of your life where you're in your prime to where you can compete at that level. You can only do it for so many years. And so if you're doing that, it's good to be able to where you don't have to worry about going out and getting a job and trying to train at that level. So you can completely be 100% focused on your training and your wrestling, and so it helps provide stipends so that they can do that. And it's a lot of fun. If anybody wants to pledge, myself or any other member that's jumping in, you can go to HawkeyeWrestlingClub.com. That's HawkeyeWrestlingClub.com, and just click right on Arctic Plunge and donate to Plunger. Every year, last year I think we set the record. We raised like $150,000. We got like a week and a half to go, and I think right now we're at like $38,000. So not doing very good right now, but I know that it's always a huge push that last week and last couple of days up to it. I'm hoping to get up to $75,000, not myself, but up to $75,000 as a whole this year. $100,000 would be unbelievable, but it's just it's a lot of fun to watch. If someone's out there, they're bored on the 25th at 5 p.m. and you want to come and watch this, it's very comical to watch people jump in a frozen body of water with suits on, like different costumes and so forth.
You got one yet?
I do. I do have one.
Oh, that's breaking news.
It's not like a comical costume. It's something that's extremely cool. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag and say what it is right now, but it's something that's very, very cool, and people are going to want to see and have the opportunity to do something with it or purchase it possibly later.
A Mark Manning signature single. Signed by Mark Ironside.
Oh, man.
I look bad enough the way it is. I don't need Mark Manning singlet on. But it'll be a lot of fun. HawkeyeWrestlingClub.com. So, if you want to go and watch the 25th at 5 p.m., it'll be a good time had by all.
Oh, yeah. There you go. All right. Thank you, man.
Hey, thank you, guys. And I look forward to coming back next Wednesday and talking about another goose egg.
There you go. Mark Ironside, his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the two Hawkeyes going into the NFL Hall of Fame. That will be coming up. We'll also get to Bowling Night in America before 4 o'clock here in the Gym Class KGYM.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at lindertire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at lindertire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
What happens on the bike is what you commit to.
What's up, Peloton family? Welcome to this 20-minute pop ride.
To the hills.
Don't stop here, Peloton. Remember why you started.
The sprints.
We've got this together. We are always a team.
And the milestones.
Great job, Peloton. Way to show up today.
But what happens off the bike?
My dad just ran his fastest 10K yet. I've never seen him so sure of himself.
Is why it matters. Try it for yourself with 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Mark, getting Mark riled up. Gym Class for a Wednesday coming your way on KGYM. Get you Bowling Night in America and a preview coming up in just a moment. But earlier today, the National Football League released the entire list of 15 for their centennial class going into the NFL Hall of Fame. And it included a pair a former University of Iowa players, Mark. A nice honor for these two gentlemen.
Yep, Duke Slater and Alex Karras, recipients. They're going to be in that 2020 Centennial Class Pro Football Hall of Fame. Duke Slater, I just know what I read. He played 100 years ago at Iowa, nearly 100 years ago, and then had 10 NFL seasons, 6 of them that ended up all pro, and by all accounts, maybe the greatest player in Iowa history, but, you know, you compare eras and whatnot, and that's always difficult. But, and then Alex Karras, you know him from TV and film, but he's also a pretty good football player. finished second in the Heisman Trophy balloting at Iowa, was an Outland Trophy winner, went on to the Detroit Lions and played very well. But as I tweeted earlier, this is a guy who quit the Iowa football team twice and never saw eye to eye with Forrest Evashevsky.
He was a controversial player.
He was a controversial player. And then in the NFL, he and Paul Hornung. Get suspended for a year from the NFL for gambling. But yet, he's going into the Hall of Fame. Hornung already in the Hall of Fame like 3 decades ago. But apparently they don't care about gambling on the sport in football.
Well, he was reinstated and now back. The entire class, by the way, Jimbo Covert of the Chicago Bears. Right up your alley, a member of the Super Bowl team for the Bears. You got Winston Hill, the offensive tackle of the. A lot of people know him mainly with the New York Jets for 13 years. Harold Carmichael, the terrific receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles. Mentioned Duke Slater in there. Ed Sprinkle of the 1944 to 1955 Chicago Bears. Steve Sable from NFL Films, the late Steve Sable, is going to be inducted. We mentioned Alex Karras. Bobby Dillon, the safety of the Green Bay Packers. Maybe the greatest safety of all time, the great Donnie Shell of the Steel Curtain for the Pittsburgh Steelers. George Young, a general manager for many years in the National Football League. Another, it's a very safety-heavy class. Cliff Harris of the Dallas Cowboys, the 70s Cowboys, all through those great years. Max Spiedel, end of the Cleveland Browns for 1946 to 1942, and Paul Tagliabue, the former commissioner of the NFL. Has there ever been a commissioner that's not been into the Hall of Fame?
Well, he's one that certainly deserves it.
No doubt.
Yeah.
We've got some people. No Roger Craig, says 6019. Hashtag ridiculous.
No Tom Flores either.
No.
Cowher and Jimmy Johnson go in, but Flores is left on the sidelines again.
21-39, an absolute travesty that Drew Pearson is not in the Hall of Fame. The only offensive player from the all-decade team of the 1970s not in the Hall of Fame. And another one, 62-30, snub Drew Pearson there. John, we'll get to him in a moment. We're going to go to this John, though. John from Columbus Junction joining us. Talk a little Hall of Fame with us at 3:55. How you doing, John?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for taking the call. One of your texters stole my butthurt speech because I was a little butthurt that Roger Craig did not get in. But I will tell you, there's always a silver lining, and for Alex Karras to go in, he was my Tufts medicated pad. Thanks a lot, guys. Class. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. John Happy and Alex Karras is going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Roger Craig did something that Christian McCaffrey did this past year, and that's run and catch for over 1,000 yards each category. I think only three players now have done that in NFL history, and Craig, one of them.
Very much so. And, of course, the Davenport Central product went to Nebraska, had a great career there, and so many great years with the San Francisco 49ers out there. And every year there's guys on the sidelines that you'd say, yeah, they should be in. They should be in. And two coaches going in and a general manager, it is a special class, a little bit bigger class, but that's a little unusual as well with two coaches going in. But both those coaches, I think, definitely deserve to get into the Hall of Fame this year. Take a break, come back, and let you know what's on tap for a Wednesday night on the Lanes when we return after this.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
What happens on the bike is what you commit to.
What's up, Peloton family? Welcome to this 20-minute pop ride.
To the hills.
Don't stop here, Peloton. Remember why you started.
The sprints.
We've got this together. We are always a team.
And the milestones.
Great job, Peloton. Way to show up today.
But what happens off the bike?
My dad just ran his fastest 10K yet. I've never seen him so sure of himself.
Is why it matters. Try it for yourself with 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And we are bowling tonight. At least I am. Mark is off tonight. Bowling Night in America preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Lanes 23 and 24, I believe, tonight.
That is correct. And what do we got? Well, we got the league leader, Diamond Edge. Marcus Smith, your fellow Kansas City Chief fan.
Carlos.
Ryan Bundy. Carlos Raymond, Georgia fan. You're getting pins tonight, I can tell you that.
We'll be getting pins tonight.
But we'll have a recap tomorrow, and if you have any bowling needs, give May City Bowl a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Quickly on Twitter, Different John asking, you happy about the Donaldson signing?
Indeed, if he can stay healthy, you bet. He'll play third, Sanoa on first.
Sanoa also getting a little contract news, too.
I like the lineup.
Sox twins. We haven't had a Sox twins
it's gonna be a good duel.
Year where they've both been decent in a while. So we're both looking forward to the year. Should be fun. Todd and Alex coming up next. KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. ESPN.